This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Am I right? Am I wrong? I don't know. Democrats are now rumored to not want to vote on impeachment, but today they're supposed to be voting on impeachment. They have the votes. And the orchestration is fun to watch, right? They were trying to have a moral victory if they decided not to push it into the Senate. No, we're going to vote on impeachment, but we don't want to turn it over to the Senate. No kidding, huh? A moral victory. Nonsense. They backed themselves into a corner. We're looking for multiple ways to get out of it. They were hoping Trump would fold. That's what they were counting on. Come on, admit it, Democrats. If you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, welcome, by the way. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So they wanted Trump to fold. He isn't going to fold. They finally figured it out. They said he's the best president ever. The only thing we can do is try to take this thing to its dirty, rotten, scummy conclusion and get nothing out of it. So these butt clowns now want fairness in the Senate. Yeah. Hey, listen, Mitch McConnell, we want to agree upon a certain set of rules that we play by where the Democrats get whatever they want and the Republicans get nothing. Hey, let me ask you this, America, listening, those conservatives out there listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, do you believe Schiff believed in fairness in the House? Does anybody out there believe that Donald Trump got his honest say in the House? Did he get to know who his accusers were? Did he get to face them? Did he get to ask any questions of them? Or was this the kangaroo court that the founding fathers said should never happen? You know the answer to this. Anyway, while you analyze it, I want you to ask yourself this question. I've asked you this question before, but I want to ask it to you again. Does Donald Trump care? Does he look like a guy who cares? When you see his interviews, does he look scared? You've seen it. We've all faced fear of some sort. Fear of relationships, fear of abandonment, fear of heights, fear of crowds. We all have our phobias. Do you see any fear in Donald Trump in addressing this mess? Because let me tell you something. If this is fear for Trump, I would hate to see him confident. Let me ask it a different way. Do you think that the Democrats are scared? I'll get back to that. The leftist hacks want you to believe that Donald Trump cares, that he's scared. If you look at the headlines, Trump is losing it again. They're going back to the unhinged. Well, do we have that clip?
Donald Trump losing it. He's unhinged. He's crazy. He's distraught. How can he make it?
Breaking news, a new bombshell.
One astrologer says this means the beginning of the end for President Donald Trump.
The beginning of the end of the Trump presidency.
Trump will resign.
Trump is going to resign.
Is this the tipping point? I know we've said it over and over.
You think this is a tipping point?
And over and over.
This is a tipping point.
And over and over.
Breaking news, President Trump off the rails.
There's a beginning of the end today.
The beginning of the end.
It reminds me a lot of the last days of Nixon.
Breaking news tonight, new bombshell.
This is the beginning, not the end.
The beginning of the end.
The walls are closing in.
The walls closing in.
The walls closing in.
Breaking overnight bombshell.
This is a very dramatic day, and I think it might be near a tipping point. Do you think this is a tipping point?
This is unbelievable. This is remarkable. Have you ever seen anything like this?
His presidency is crippled.
December 1st, 2017, you can mark it down. This is the day that everything changed.
We begin with the bombshell.
The beginning of the end.
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 In fact, if this were a football game, we're in the third quarter. May even be the beginning of the end.
We begin tonight with the bombshell.
Donald Trump is in a lot of trouble.
Trump is in trouble.
The president will resign.
Another hour, another bombshell.
This is a tipping point.
Trump's going down.
This president could be impeached.
I do not think the president will serve
serve out his term.
Resignation?
Resignation.
I don't think this president is going to serve out his term.
Mr. Trump will not serve out his term.
He will not serve out his term.
No way. No how.
Breaking news.
An absolute bombshell.
I think Donald Trump is in trouble.
Donald Trump is not. He's done. And it's over.
It's over.
The wall's closing in.
The wall's closing in.
This is going to be the Achilles heel.
Breaking news tonight. I expect Trump to depart.
This week will be the watershed week.
Trump is in big trouble.
Trump's in a lot of trouble.
It's a sign of a terrified old man who feels the
walls
closing in.
The walls
are increasingly
closing in on him.
Tonight the walls
are closing in.
Today changed everything. This is the beginning of the end.
Today the biggest
tipping point for the Trump administration.
What a historic day. The bombshells, they fell.
It's entropy and it's crumbling internally.
He's underwater. He feels the walls closing in.
Could his testimony be a
turning point?
We may be at a tipping point.
It's the beginning of
the end.
The beginning
of the end.
Another bombshell.
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 This is a bombshell.
It is a bombshell.
I am beginning to resent the word bombshell.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I remind you that was from 2017 to present. That was over the last three plus years. The beginning of the end. It's going to, you know, Trump is losing it. He's about to be imprisoned or whatever else. The beginning of the end. So every time you get into this mode of, oh my gosh, what's Donald Trump? What's going to happen? You need to remember this. You need to stop and go, wait a minute. This is what we've been told for the better part of 3 years. It's the beginning of the end. And I'm gonna warn you guys about something. Because, as I said, look at Trump. Look at his interviews. He's all over the place with policy decisions that are benefiting this country. He's taking victory laps as they try to impeach him. Do you think it's going to get worse or better in terms of his performance? Do you think Donald Trump is getting more empowered or less empowered? Do you think that this is impacting his ability to perform? Or do you look at Trump and he goes, ah, it's a hoax. Do what you want to do. Let me even go a step further. If the Senate had the votes to impeach Trump, you know what he'd do? He'd say, fine. I know how I'm going to go down in history. I know what's going to happen going into the future. And he's warned him, and we'll play this clip later in the broadcast. He's warned him and said, look, you're opening up Pandora's box here. This isn't about me. This is for future presidents. And you're setting a precedent that no president's going to want to follow. It's going to take a really strong person to say, screw you. Anyway, stock market broke four records in the last few days. It's blown through 28,000. I told you guys by election time, don't be surprised if everybody's net worth is up, you know, $50,000, $100,000 in your stock market or something on the average. It's crazy. I'm going to tell you what I think 2020 is. 2020 looks a lot like 2010 when the Tea Party movement formed. And I'm going to, when we come back in the next segment, I'm going to prove this to you. I'm going to prove to you that the Democrats poked the bear. They did the wrong thing by wrongly targeting Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey. Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff.
even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I think Jeff Van Drew is making a serious mistake. I understand that he feels if he votes against impeachment, he'll lose in a Democratic primary. He could. But, you know, he got elected with Democratic votes under Democratic banner, which he ran under for 30 years or so. I think he was a senator and a mayor and a representative and all. And he got Democratic money, including Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee money. And to turn and go to be a Republican, it's kind of strange. It's kind of, you know, I've heard of rats jumping off a sinking ship, but very few of them jump onto a sinking ship. The Republicans are in the minority. For his district, they, instead of having a congressman who's in the majority and can get something done for his district, they're going to have a congressman in the minority who can't get anything done. The lowest thing that there is in the Congress is somebody in the minority side who is a traitor to the majority. So this is not good for his district.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was a Democratic congressman by the name of Cohen. And he's saying, Van Drew, how dare he leave the Democratic Party? He's a rat. At least he called him a rat. He called him what he is. He says, instead of rats jumping off of a sinking ship, and jumping onto a sinking ship is what he's saying Van Drew is doing. See, because the Democrat ship, it isn't sinking. It's all good news for the Democrats. That's what Cohen wants you to believe. That's what Schiff wants you to believe. That's what Pelosi wants you to believe. That's what all the congressional black circus clowns want you to believe. We're all good over here. Yeah, AOC is love. We're a united front with all of our Democratic candidates. We're going to get one candidate and rally behind them, et cetera, et cetera. And if you listen to the Kevin Jackson show, my show, I can prove to you it's very different than what they tell you. It's very different than what Cohen said, but Cohen told you the truth. He said that this guy, Van Drew, is a rat jumping off of a sinking ship. He claims jumping onto a sinking ship. He indeed is a rat, but he's not jumping onto a sinking ship. He is jumping off of a sinking ship that is the Democratic Party. He wants you to believe that the Democratic Party ship isn't sinking. It's in good shape. It's ship shape, as they say. It's ready for the most turbulent ocean seas, voyage that you can put together. Not. The Democrats are in serious trouble, and they know it. There's a contradiction going on, even with Adam Schiff. I'll get to that later in the broadcast. Adam Schiff himself is in turmoil. And I asked earlier, if you watch these interviews, watch Trump. Trump is aging negatively. Pretty soon he'll look like he's in his 40s. Adam Schiff looks like he's aged 5 years in the last 2 months. Don't believe me. Go look at his interviews. Get those tired, sad, pug eyes. And, he's trying to figure out, how do I get out of this? All these guys are getting heckled. I said before in the last segment, I feel a Tea Party movement coming on. I don't know how I'll call it Trump Party movement, call it whatever you want. There is a movement, and it isn't good. It's not moving in the direction of the Democrats. All polling, not some. You can't find a poll out there. All these leftists that doesn't show impeachment now favoring Trump. There's not one out. When I say favoring, I'm saying the movement in every single poll that I looked at the other day. I'm not saying that it was overwhelming for Trump to not be impeached. The movement towards impeachment farce is with every single poll. See, you're looking for momentum. I don't care if it was 38% that say Trump is good, 55% say he's not. If it suddenly shifts to 39%, 54%, that's not good movement for Schiff. There was not a single poll. I looked at 7 of them that wasn't shifting for Trump. But see, I don't believe polls. I told you guys this. I don't believe there's this massive shift for Trump because I believe there's already been a massive shift for Trump. And the polling is somebody trying to influence it. They're trying to say, well, it's not as big as you think, Kevin. They slowed it down, whatever. I don't care. I know the shift. But I'll tell you what I do know. I know Democrats are getting booed. We play clips of moderate Democrats, in districts that barely won, whatever. There are people in every one of these districts giving every one of these Democrats the blues. They can't keep it a secret. See, it's one thing when the media goes, well, we're not going to show that. We're not going to show the great November statistics, the economic numbers. We're not going to show that. Yeah? Well, guess what? It's showing up. It's showing up in people's checks. So when you get one independent or whatever, or one or two Republicans that show up at a town hall where some representative is there, and you start seeing the type of thing that I know I started with Rush Carnahan back in 2009 on Obamacare, and you start to get the picture. Here's one of them.
Hate groups, white supremacists, here at home. Coming down the escalator when he announced in Trump Towers, he said he was doing it before he hit the ground floor. Remember what he said? He said, I'm going to take on those rapist Mexicans. And he said, no, there's never been a president
That's a lie, Joe.
Never been a president.
That's a lie.
Oh, it is a lie.
Yeah. And it was your son in the Ukraine. What do you think about that? Son of a bitch, you got fired, right? You're not giving $1 billion, right, Joe? There's your quid pro quo, Joe. There's your quid pro quo, brother.
So a couple things about this video. If you get a chance to see it, it's interesting. Number one, not that many people. Not that many people. Number two, it wasn't a Lone Ranger. There were multiple people there who agreed with this guy. It wasn't like there's one plant in this audience to do it. Now, if that were the case, congratulations to the Republicans for finally understanding that, you know what, it's a good idea to disrupt these Democrats at their own rallies and stuff, to plant a seed of doubt. Now, I don't think the Republicans are orchestrating this. I think that these are concerned citizens who are fed up, who are showing up to these events. And that is what should be scaring the Democrats. There's not a poll out there that shows good things for them. But what I'm going to tell you, if the Democrats have proven anything with this witch hunt for Donald Trump, with the Russia and Ukraine and all this, they've proven that there is no limit to the lengths they're willing to go to get Donald Trump. No limit. That's what we've got to be mostly concerned with, is how do we stop them from cheating?
Jackson Radio Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump will be working all day, though he may catch some of the impeachment proceedings in between meetings. The White House released a short statement that said the president will be briefed on the ongoing impeachment debate in the House. As far as what's going on in that debate, Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia says,
it's not about
what this body can do and its constitutional oath. And there's been a lot of constitutional and founders thrown around and will be all day today. But there's one thing that I will mention all along, and that is also the founders were very concerned about a partisan impeachment in which politics of the majority who have their strength can do what they want to do irregardless of any facts.
California regulators are proposing PG&E pay a fine of $1.7 billion for the 2017-2018 wildfires caused by its equipment. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Adam Schiff got heckled. He got booed at an event. I want to play a bit of it. We're not going to play the whole thing, but he starts talking. It's a bit muffled, but we'll play to where the guy yells out liar, and then people are like, get him out of here and all that. It's not just one person. It is a lot of people yelling this to Schiff. And it creates complete chaos. I mean, shuts it down. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. We'll play that in just a second, but I want to reference, we played the Biden clip earlier, right? Biden getting called a liar. The guy referencing his son in Ukraine. And instead of Biden challenging the guy to a push-up contest and wanting to kick his butt, Biden just shut down. He didn't know how to handle it. Well, here's what I'm telling you, folks. The Democrats are getting confronted again, and it's reminding me of the Tea Party movement. I will never forget the look in Russ Carnahan's eye when I said to him, if it's so good, why don't you guys want it? And he just kind of started shuffling papers, and well, it was amazing. And so it was so good that Hannity and Limbaugh picked it up, of course, with no accreditation to me, but they picked it up. And that began people going to these town hall meetings and challenging their representatives, which led to the landslide victory in 2010. I feel the same thing coming on. So for those of you who are those, oh ye of little faith, stop listening to the pundits. Stop looking at the polls, even though, by the way, they favor us. Stop listening to all of that and just start observing, okay? Stop believing other people. Stop not trusting yourself and trusting your instincts, and then take that very empowered feeling it's going to give you and go translate it. Go transfer that. What Democrats do to us is they go, oh, you're not going to win. Donald Trump's going to get impeached. And we start questioning, well, I don't know. The part of you, the bigger part of you goes, that's just nonsense. But you don't trust yourself anymore. What's up with this? Trust yourselves. Anyway, here's a clip of Schiff getting booed. Not going to play. When it gets to where you can't hear it, I'm going to cut it off. But it's about a minute, and you'll get it, okay?
With 405 votes, a convincing and bipartisan vote of support for recognition. And one of the reasons why this is so important, that it was so bipartisan and so overwhelming, is that this shouldn't be a partisan issue. The facts of history are the facts of history. They will not be denied. They will be not denied. And so I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
Come on!
guy was yelling out, "You are going to jail for treason." And I'm not kidding you. Schiff stood up there scared. He couldn't believe it. That went on for 6 minutes. That went the entirety from when it started, Schiff talking, to that guy finally going out. And by the way, there were other people who agreed with him. It went on for 6 minutes. And Schiff couldn't say a word. And you can tell once the guy started talking, I mean, you can't see it in the video, I mean, with the audio, but you can see it in the video. Schiff's like, "What are we going to do here? What are we going to do here?" He doesn't know what to do. And he's raising his hand like, hey, you need to come. And the guy won't shut up. So Schiff completely shuts down, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm giving you what's going on. These people are being challenged. They are not, we are not laying down. They are being stalked in the right way and challenged on their views. How dare you invoke articles of impeachment against the best president in American history? How dare you? The man for the times. God has given us the right guy at the right time. And this is, I don't know if you're a Christ follower or not, but there's a part of me that doesn't worry about things because I just believe it's all God's plan. So I'm not going to worry about it. But I'm watching, I mean, God notwithstanding, I'm watching the scenario play out and I'm going, if there's a cosmic, you know, order in the universe beyond God, you know, which is not beyond God, you know what I'm saying? Don't be getting all trying to get all Christian on me. I mean, I am talking about Christianity here, but I'm saying if you take God out of it, if there's a cosmic order in the universe, we're seeing it happen. We're seeing the pendulum swing back the other way. Now, I know that God is the one who's in control. Anyway, Biden booed, Schiff booed. All these clowns are being booed. Moderate Democrats are being booed. You know what's happening at Republican events? People are saying, stay strong. Don't let them do this. You're on the right path. Yada, yada, yada. 95% of Republicans support Donald Trump. Find me a candidate. Find me 95% of Democrats that support the Democrat agenda. Find me 80% of Democrats that support any individual candidate. Find me one. And you know what? You want to make it even bit more fun? Ask that about Obama. Ask that about Obama. Ask a Democrat, how many Democrats, do you fully support Barack Obama? Do you support his agenda? And don't dare do this and really call him to task and say, hey, listen, how do you think Obama compares to Trump in these various issues? See what they say. Yeah, run like scalded dogs. They're losing their way, folks. They're getting crushed, and rightfully so. Here's what the president said on impeachment, and then I want to get to some of the things that Schiff said on. We may do this next segment, depends on how much time we have. But here's what the president said.
It's a witch hunt. It's a sham. It's a hoax. Nothing was done wrong. Zero was done wrong. I think it's a horrible thing to be using the tool of impeachment, which is supposed to be used in an emergency, and it would seem many, many, many years apart, to be using this for a perfect phone call where the president of that country said there was no pressure whatsoever, didn't even know what we were talking about. It was perfect. The relationship is perfect. I've done much more for them than Obama did for them. It's a scam. It's something that shouldn't be allowed, and it's a very bad thing for our country, and you're trivializing impeachment. And I tell you what, someday there'll be a Democrat president and there'll be a Republican House, and I suspect they're going to remember it, because when you use impeachment for absolutely nothing other than to try and get political gain. Now, with that being said, my poll numbers, as you know, have gone through the roof. Fundraising for the Republican Party has gone through the roof. We're setting records. Nobody's ever seen anything like it, because the people are disgusted.
The people are disgusted. So Clint Eastwood's got this movie coming out. It's about Richard Jewell. You remember the bomber? And there was a group that I love. This is why I really appreciate historians, right? I didn't find this. And Clint Eastwood, of course, he loves these kind of movies. So I don't know whether it was timing or whatever, but Richard Jewell made a comment, and I want, as you listen to this comment, I want you to think about President Trump.
Before you today, not as a Republican or a Democrat. I have no political agenda. I come before you simply as an American citizen with rights just like everybody else. 1 year ago today, the FBI and the media joined together to launch an attack on me of unparalleled proportion in the history of this nation. An attack calculated to portray me to the world as some type of abnormal person with a bizarre employment history who was guilty of the Centennial Olympic Park bombing. It was all a lie. 2 days ago, the Justice Department issued a written report about its investigation into a few of the unlawful acts committed by the FBI in its investigation of me. While I have not had an opportunity to study the OPR report in detail, I did read a redacted summary yesterday. I submit to you that the Justice Department cannot be trusted to investigate itself because that report is also a lie. It is filled with false statements, half-truths, and gross distortions of the truth. Reading it reminded me of reading the FBI search warrant affidavits against me. Apparently, truth to the Justice Department is simply whatever the Justice Department wants the truth to be. Within a few days after my name was leaked to the media, the FBI knew that it had a public relations disaster on its hands. The organization that prided itself on being the best investigative agency in the world had quickly, and with the world watching, pointed the federal government's finger of guilt at the wrong man. And they knew it within days.
This is the organization the Democrats are so proud of.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats are twisted. Twisted individuals. By the way, there's this clown. He sends me a note and he listens to the show and he says, yeah, you think something about, like, you think your show is funny or whatever, which is why you laugh at yourself. I laugh at myself because this is my style. This is who I am. When, if I'm talking to you and something strikes me as funny, I'm going to laugh. I don't give a crap if you think it's funny or not, right? That's just the way it is. Anyway, this guy, he threatened me. And I told him, I said, hey, look, I promise you, give me your address wherever you are. I will meet you and we will settle this thing. And he's got no avatar, right? You can't see his face, nothing. He's got some, you know, handle like at leftist knucklehead, you know, pea brain, you know, inbred, the screw his sister is his Twitter handle or whatever, and has the nerve to threaten me and criticize my show that he happily listens to. I know he's out there listening right now. That's why I'm talking about his little needle, you know, needle pecker, because this is what he deserves. These guys are so mad that we got it right that they want to attack us. And when I tell you attack, I mean, he's a keyboard commando. They all are. Look, I've been doing this for a decade. A decade. Not once, and I'm not knocking on wood, not once has any of these clowns stepped up and said, you know what, Kevin, you talk a big game, I'm going to do something. Not once. I'm all out there. It isn't like you got to go out and go, I wonder if Kevin Jackson's ever challenged these leftists. You know, I challenge him no matter what. I challenge him all the time. And I know there are people out there going, Kevin, that's a part of the show. I don't like what you do. I don't really care. I don't care what you like. See, I want leftists to understand there are people out there who will talk smack to them and who are willing to back it up. Because let me tell you what you're not going to see. You're not going to see me getting knocked out on YouTube. You're not going to see any of that crap. You're not going to. If you see somebody come up to me, I will give somebody else my phone and say, film this, because you're about to see something that you don't get to see very often, because I'm going to go off. So I want you to understand, you better be glad there are people out there willing to fight. I told you guys there was a family trust, and I respect people's, you know, they say, Kevin, this is the type of thing we support. We don't like confrontation. Okay, fine. I get it. But let me tell you, there'll come a day in history when people are happy those warriors exist. That's why I hang out with SEALs. I hang out with Delta Force. I hang out with Army Rangers. I hang out with Green Berets. These are my friends. You want to know why? Because we understand that a warrior is needed. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are listening. KJRadio.com, Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. Played that clip of Richard Jewell last segment just to remind you of how closely it resembles Donald Trump. The FBI set its sights on Richard Jewell, needed to make it fit, didn't go look for the real criminal, decided that was the case. In this particular case with President Trump, they said, this is what we're going to do, and we will make it happen. And thankfully, Donald Trump said, ain't going to work. It's not going to happen. I will thwart you with all my might. You better be ready to fight. So I want to move on. Schiff is questioned by Stephanopoulos on This Week on Sunday, or whatever the show is called. I think it was This Week, and it is a show that's on Sunday. And he's questioned about, is this a failure if you don't get impeachment? And here's what Schiff had to say.
A majority of Republicans that it's worthy of impeachment. And back in March, you also warned against that. You said the only thing worse than putting the country through the trauma of impeachment is putting the country through the trauma of a failed impeachment. If President Trump is overwhelmingly acquitted in the Senate, is that a failure?
No, it isn't a failure. At least it's not a failure in the sense of our constitutional duty in the House. And I'll tell you what changed my mind, George, because you're right. I resisted going down this road towards impeachment. But it was two things. It was the discovery of the most egregious conduct to date. It was one thing where the president invited foreign interference as a candidate when he couldn't use the power of his office to make it so. It was another when, as president of the United States, he withheld hundreds of millions of dollars to coerce an ally, betray our national security, and try to cheat in the next election. That was not something we could turn away from. But it was one more fact, George, that I think made it inexorable. And that is the fact that it was the day after Bob Mueller testified, the day after Donald Trump felt that he was beyond accountability for his first misconduct, that he was back on the phone, this time with President Zelensky, trying to get that country to help him cheat in the next election. That told me this president believes he is above the law and accountable to no one, and that this road was necessary, and I think it very much is.
That's Adam Shifty Schiff still trying to sell that narrative, sell that lie. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. He says the president invited foreign interference. Lie? He says he withheld hundreds of millions of dollars to coerce an ally. Lie? President Trump gave the money to Ukraine. Obama didn't. By the way, I don't mind that Obama didn't give the money to Ukraine and Trump did. Obama had the good sense. This is maybe a good move by him to say, look, these guys are corrupt. That money's not going to the things we want it to go to. So he withheld it within his prerogative as a commander-in-chief, as America's chief foreign policy officer, uniquely given the right to say, here's how the United States foreign policy is going to work. So what's funny about this comment that Schiff made is it's well within the rights of the president to say, I'm not giving a dime. These are the circumstances in which you get money. He's within his right to do that. Constitutionally so. Then he says, the other thing was, the day after Mueller testified, after the account, we wanted to, apparently Trump felt empowered. So he says, it was after accountability of his first misconduct. What's interesting about that comment is that there was no misconduct. Prove that there was misconduct. Mueller came and said there was no misconduct. So he says after the misconduct, the president then goes on to talk to Zelensky and threaten him through Zelensky. Again, the president can say whatever he wants to another. Look, I'm not giving you a dime until this. He said it to Pakistan. He says, we're withholding your money. He said it to the UN. We're withholding your money. He said it to NATO. We're not going to pay anymore. Is that extortion? I mean, based on the standards that the Democrats have set, all of those things rise to the level of impeachment. It's ridiculous. But anyway, Chris Wallace asked Schiff about this, and here's what I was telling you guys earlier in the broadcast. Schiff is trying to keep his story while at the same time backtrack on his story. And you'll get it when you hear this one.
I've just got a minute left, because at that time in 2018, you said the FBI and Department of Justice did not, quote, omit material information. Apparently you did not know at the time that, in fact, Steele's main Russian sources had told the FBI that he had misrepresented what that Russian source had said, and that the FBI knew at the time that Carter Page, in fact, was acting as a contact, as a unofficial source for the CIA. Given what you know now, we talked earlier to Director Comey, and he basically said, I was wrong in what I represented back in 2018. Are you willing to admit that you were wrong in your defense of the FBI's FISA process?
Well, I'm certainly willing to admit that the Inspector General found serious abuses of FISA that I was unaware of. Had I known of them, Chris, yes, I would have called out the FBI at the same time. But I think it's only fair to judge what we knew at the time, not what would be revealed 2 years later. But yes, there were very serious abuses of the FISA process. They need to be corrected. We need to make sure they never happen again.
Welcome back. Having a difficult time rationalizing one versus the other. This is a guy that doggedly goes after Trump over the information that came from the Steele dossier, which prompted an illegal investigation into Carter Page and many of his, including the president. And he gets the truth, and he's still pursuing impeachment with a vigor. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I want you to tell me how you're going to get out of this. How you can say, excuse me, in one sense, that we are justified in what we're doing. He's a reckless menace. This is what he was doing with the... And then go, well, you know, I didn't know all the information. If I'd known what I knew then, what I knew now, la, 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 la. I'm going to call BS on this, okay? I'm going to cry foul. Because I don't believe it. And neither does anybody else. And at some point, believe me, there are smart people on the Republican side working this issue saying, well, hold on a minute, Adam Schiff. You supposedly had all this information. You said the FBI was credible. And now we find 17 grossly negligent, which, by the way, is enough to get you sent to prison. Grossly negligent. But we can connect the dots and show it is a conspiracy within our own government. And what's your comment? Several abuses of FISA. Had I known, I would have called them out. Well, you know now.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.